Hello, I'm Father Bob Levis from the Diocese of Erie, and my colleague is Father John Trujillo from the chocolate capital of the world, Hershey, and the Diocese of Harrisburg. Father John, I seem to be getting on my computer an increasing number of questions about faith and about the necessity of faith for salvation. A good number of Catholics think, you know, you have to be a Roman Catholic playing bingo every Monday and Tuesday night to get to heaven, and a number of Protestants don't even think we're Catholics, or we're Christians, I mean. So in the last 6 months, I have probably received some question about faith or religion, particularly vis-a-vis salvation, two or three times a week. I think that's probably my most frequently asked question. Do you have something like that?
Yes, Father, I get quite a bit of along the same lines in the spirituality section of our website. People asking about, do I have to be a member of the Catholic Church to be saved? What about people who are not formal members of the Catholic faith? What about extra ecclesia, nulla salus, outside the church, there's no salvation? Is a very typical question we get.
We're experiencing an angst, a fear here, that I don't think in my earlier priesthood we most Catholics, I thought, automatically, ipso facto, they were going to go to heaven, you know. But now everybody's getting a little frightened, maybe because of the type of cataclysmic movies they're seeing, or the Titanic experience and that kind of thing. They're realizing the mortality of man and the morbidity of man. And they're worried about eternity, and as well they should be. I don't think there's a finer question they could ask, and I'm certainly very, very happy to take a stab at trying to save them. They very often put cases up about this one or that one, and they're always autobiographical that they put in terms of the third person. And is this person going to be saved? Well, how do I know whether they're going to be saved? I mean, God's the one who's going to be saved, not some guy on a television or a computer camera. What about it, Father?
Well, I think sometimes people think because we're on the internet that we have a direct line to upstairs, that God's at his terminal giving us some special insights.
Right.
But you can see the pendulum swinging from both ends. At one time, maybe 20 years ago, people took it for granted that they were going to heaven no matter what, that was an absolute guarantee.
Yeah.
So live as you chose to live. Who cares about morality?
Mm-hmm.
Now as we get towards the approach of the millennium, as we saw the first time in the 990s, with the first millennium, that people were really starting to think of their mortality, as you said. And now people are afraid, maybe I'm not getting to heaven.
Yes.
How am I going to make sure?
Yes.
What will get me? But I think they're looking for the panacea, some kind of magic pill, which will guarantee that they'll get to heaven with very little effort.
Right, right. I wish I could give them one. I wish I could sell one. I could retire early.
Well, I'd keep a whole jar for myself.
Right, right. Yes, the year 2000 is... maybe that's one of the major reasons why in the last year or so this question seems so predominant. A good number of them want to be quantitatively sure. You know, if I go to Mass two times a month, you know, will that be enough? Will I go to heaven? Will I be saved? I mean, a rather primitive question. I am rather shocked always by the simplicity of the questions. The notions that people have, if I do this or do that, I'll make it. If I do this or the other thing, I won't make it. Well, I suppose you can express salvation in terms of morality that way, but it's very, very ill-defined and so on. And when you do try to spell it out, you often get a second question or a third question on email. Not only do they stay with the...
Oh, no, they go on
they
send us something
right
very
off.
Private
exactly.
And confidential.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, it is a great consolation for me as a priest to be able to get conscience problems, really. Maybe that's the driver, the motor, the massager of these people. And that the real question comes out maybe after a bit of a dialogue on the email. And it's a very, very great consolation. What a wonderful opportunity it is for
these
people.
Oh, it is, absolutely, absolutely, Father. And we just want to invite everyone to please join us. And thank you. God bless you.
For more insights on this topic, join Father Levis and Father Trujillo for their series, Web of Faith, coming to EWTN.